on the trunk of the big tree and holding on to my Raggedy Ann doll. I spoke to God, trying to hear what he would say to explain the word divorce. Who would protect us on those dark nights when the Klan rode in their white sheets, flashing their crosses and rifles and setting houses on fire? It would be okay, I heard God promise through my whimpers. It would be okay. He would keep me safe because he was God, my super strong father, bigger and stronger than any clan, more powerful than my human dad could be. From the earliest age, I remember Grandma sticking individual pictures of my brother, mother, and me on our family refrigerator. She said they were there to demonstrate how much she loved us, how beautiful I was, and how handsome brother was. Posted that way, she could look at us at all times of the day and appreciate how much we resembled God's heavenly angels, she said. Above all else, she declared, God loves you. He has your pictures on his refrigerator just as I do. One day, when I was sad and crying over being called a nigger in the grocery store, Grandma said, God loves you. He knows how beautiful you are. Don't crinkle that pretty little face. God doesn't know the word nigger, and he will be disappointed if you give in to it. To this day, whenever I feel inconsolably sad, I remember that statement. God loves me so much that he has my picture on his refrigerator. I know I am beautiful because God thinks I am. Without any doubt, my life experiences have taught me that Grandmother was correct. Indeed, I have learned that God is with me at all times. He has demonstrated over and over his love for me. If I am willing to believe in God, I can build a relationship with him, one that includes faith, trust, and hope, that serves me when I most need it. I am never alone. Never without the powerful resources he provides. 1. An Angel with a Broom. December days in Little Rock, Arkansas, are filled with a foggy ground chill that bites the bones, no matter how many coats and hats one wears. On December 1st, 1941, my grandmother, India Payton, was midway on a 12-block walk to downtown in order to see a supervisor at Missouri Pacific Hospital. She was seeking permission for my mother to be given space in the maternity section because Mother Lois was about to give birth to me. Grandma worried that the bulge of my weight and her daughter's stomach far outweighed her capacity to birth me. White folks don't take kindly to the notion that one of us might be in their hospital. But because Daddy Howell was a worker there, there was some hope we could get your mother in. Your mother's belly was stretched bigger than God planned it to be, Grandma would later tell me. Mother Lois was 5'4" and weighed 93 pounds. Doctors estimated that I could weigh at least 9 pounds. Grandmother had already been told that she would not be allowed to bring her daughter to the hospital, no matter the risk. The previous morning, Grandmother India had been turned down again by the clerk. She requested to see a higher-ranking supervisor to plead for entry for Mom. Now, a little more than halfway there, walking as fast as she could, she wondered whether she would ever get there. The fierce wind bit her legs and seared her cheeks. She felt as though it would knock her down. If she could have made the trip a little later, she could have ridden the bus. But at 5:30 in the morning, no buses were running. She could not risk being even a moment late for her 7 a.m. job as a maid at the hotel. Protecting her face with her gloved hands, she tried hard to see what was in front of her. Grandmother decided that the only way she was going to complete her trip was to pray aloud the familiar Lord's Prayer.